We have a series of February USDA reports upon us and looking at winter wheat in drought across the country. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, the USDA is expected to release their crop production report and World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate report. And the word on the street is that they will probably be more focused on our Southern Hemisphere competitors versus actual production here in the U.S.
It will. Normally a pretty quiet USDA report, and I kind of expect that this go around too. I do not look for USDA to all of a sudden increase our soybean export demand by 150 or 300 million metric ton. It'll probably be a quiet report. But like you said, probably a lot of concentration down on the crop down there, which last time USDA raised the crop sizes, a little bit of drought scare in Argentina, but there's some rain headed there now too. And just kind of remember, if there is a drought concern in Argentina, it should really start to get bullish the corn market. There's where the world stocks are actually lower year over year.
And that's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing giving us his perspective on the reports that are due to release tomorrow. But World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski also gives us a look at some of the information expected.
We're not going to be getting any new information from NAS on domestic crops, particularly on the supply side. South America in particular, harvests are underway. Brazil is harvesting what's expected to be a record large crop of soybeans. They're planting their second crop, corn, right behind that.
We will also get updated information on our livestock production and price estimates.
We got our January cattle report last week showing a continued tightening up of that cattle inventory.
And again, that World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate report and the crop production report for February will be out tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.